quality panel that in some cases will have a focus on length uniformity. And my job is to kick off the topic. And one of the things that I wanted to share with you is that at Cotton Incorporated, we have an initiative that is known as Fiber of the Future. And the intention of Fiber of the Future is to take a look at our long-term trends in fiber quality and to think about what our future goals should be. Where are we not seeing improvements? Where do we have the opportunities to put research funding? Where can we inspire changes to potentially make cotton more competitive in the future? This has been influenced by some of the losses that cotton has had in market share in recent years, and some of that, among the many factors, have been somewhat fashion-driven. So the trends towards thinner and lighter-weight fabrics, the attributes of athleisure, wearing yoga pants instead of those nice, beautiful, 100% cotton heavyweight denim when we're running our errands or meeting for lunch, a lot of that has an impact on cotton share. The challenges that we face is that if you really want to compete against some of these products, cotton has some natural limitations. And some of those limitations include the fact that we are limited in our length and in some cases in our length uniformity. Regardless of the spinning system, you're going to rank the importance of fiber qualities based on what you're doing. But for ring spinning, which is the most predominant spinning system used globally, length and length uniformity go hand in hand with how you can create that yarn. If you're looking to compete against synthetic materials and want to make lighter weight fabrics, you have to be able to make thinner yarns. And the only way to make thinner yarns with cotton is to ensure that you have a good fiber length, that ideally you have a good fiber fineness, but that when you're constructing that yarn, that those fibers are as similar in length as possible so that you can get that fiber-to-fiber cohesion with fewer fibers in that yarn bundle. But this is what we are competing against. On the left side is filament polyester. It will be whatever diameter it wants to be. It can be as thin as a human hair or smaller, and it can go on for miles and miles and miles. Cotton's never really going to compete in that market category. What we're really trying to compete against is what you see on the right side of the screen. That's cut staple polyester. That is our primary competitor in the marketplace when we are trying to drive up cotton share. In addition to cut polyester, we also have challenges with rayon fibers. Both cases, those are synthetic or man-made materials. They, again, can be whatever diameter they want to be. They can be whatever length they want to be. And when they cut it, those fibers are essentially all the same length. It's like having a bale of polyester that has a uniformity index of 100. It can be very easy to process. There's going to be very little waste and spinning when you're working with that kind of material. Cotton is a beautiful natural product, but the way that the cotton develops on every individual ball, it's initiating at different times. We're going to get a range of lengths. The way those balls are located on the plant, there's going to be variation in quality. There's always going to be variation in quality for cotton, but if there are ways that we can limit that variability to make it more consistent, more uniform, it gives us opportunities to push the limits on what we can produce in the spinning mills. And even if we're not striving for a thinner yarn and trying to get into lightweight fabrics, anything that we do to make cotton fiber more uniform in terms of its quality eases production efficiency. It makes us more efficient, allows us to be very competitive when we're producing textile materials. When we look at long-term trends, you know, as we've seen from Robbie, we continue to see that the two key important properties from a textile perspective, both length and strength, has improved and will continue to improve. There's no reason not to expect to see those improvements continue to advance going forward. One of my jobs is to take a look at, well, where are we not necessarily improving? Where do we have an opportunity to maybe ask the breeders to start to focus on something else in conjunction with what they're already working on? And for us in particular, it's looking at long-term trends in length uniformity. Certainly over the last 10, even 15, 20 years, length uniformity has been fairly flat. Long-term, we're seeing somewhat of a decline. And at the end of this panel session, you'll see some data from Chris Dallin that indicates that as we've been improving length, that within each of our length categories, there's the potential that length uniformity is actually declining more than what we see within this average graph here. So some of our goals are to try to improve length uniformity, and we'll talk a little bit more about that in the panel today. One of the things that you have already heard about is some of our efforts in Jenning via the research work that Derek has shared earlier in this session. It's not just a single issue. It is everything from the variety, it's everything to the growing environment, and then what happens in Jenning. So tomorrow morning at 11 a.m., you will have the opportunity in cotton utilization to hear about some of the research work that we're doing in testing. One of the things that we would like to do to help the breeders is to provide better information other than what we already get with length uniformity that could potentially allow for breeding to go forward to improve overall fiber length distribution in cotton. And so there'll be two good papers that are shown at 11 a.m. tomorrow in cotton utilization. And again, we've heard about our ginning efforts. What I'm going to ask is we're going to continue to introduce each panel member. You will find that most of us are not going to use a full 10 minutes of our time because we're hoping to have a discussion at the end of this session. I've specifically asked Chuck Ward from Gildan to tell you about his fiber quality needs from a textile mill perspective. And then I've asked both our co-op merchant members, Frederick from Staple Cotton and Jeffrey Johnson from Louis Dreyfus, I specifically asked them the question, what are you hearing from your customers regarding their fiber quality needs, and have there been any concerns or issues with U.S. cotton in recent years that you would like to share? And then Chris has the responsibility of kind of summing up everyone's thoughts and throwing out some of those research challenges that hopefully will inspire some discussion. And we absolutely are going to want feedback from the crowd about concerns, needs, challenges, questions, what's important, and why we're looking for it.